बायजू में रॉन्ग क्या हो रहा है?
We have heard calls in general sense. Old public भी है, I think, where you know बायजू sales directors or sales heads are shouting on their teams कि अगर आज इतनी sales नहीं you will be fired. And literally abusing them, right? So I think that went really bad. The aggressive pressure to grow. The right way of earning money is not glamorous. And it takes a lot of time to reach there.
Oh, for sure.
Right? But what we are seeing as examples are not the right ways of earning money. And we are saying, fuck, this is cool. I can also do it.
But do you believe that whoever has money has power?
I think relationships are more important than money and power, actually, right? Fundamentally, if you look at it, right? It's people who come around literally in the moment of crisis, not the money or power.
Ab aap jin startups ke bare mein likhte ho, bahut sare to bahut bade bhi hote hain. So kabhi aisa dar lagta hai ki yaar bhai isne kuch kar diya to.
Matlab we have gotten threats.
Kya threat hai? Give me an example.
Matlab people called ki bhai ye story mat kar, ghar pe log aa jayenge.
Today's episode is with one of my friends, Vaibhav Vardhan, जो कि co-founder हैं Inc42, जिनके साथ मेरी जर्नी स्टार्ट हुई थी. नॉट बिकॉज कि मैंने इनके साथ कोई काम स्टार्ट किया था, पर जब मैंने Instagram पे रील्स बनाना स्टार्ट किया था पैंडेमिक के बीच में, तब मैं ना इनके पेज से बहुत सारी इन्फॉर्मेशन पढ़ता था, न्यूज़ पढ़ता था, और उस बड़े आर्टिकल को छोटे थ्री वेज, थ्री थिंग्स टू नो, थ्री थिंग्स अबाउट बिजनेस के रूप में सबके सामने रील्स बना के लाता था. That is how I know Inc42, and तब से मैं एक avid reader हूँ. ये इंडिया के startup ecosystem को बढ़ाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं by getting the best news out there about the system. कैसे एक media business चलता है, कैसे challenges आते हैं, media business में कौन कौन लोग इन्हें धमकाते हैं, क्या होता है, कभी ऐसा होता है कि किसी आपने बहुत बड़े इंसान के ऊपर आपने news लिख दी तो वो क्या करते हैं आपके साथ. सो वॉच दिस एपिसोड टू लर्न अबाउट मीडिया बिजनेसेस, स्टार्टअप वर्ल्ड में क्या गलत चल रहा है, क्या सही चल रहा है, वीसीज कैसे बिजनेस ऑपरेट करते हैं, एंड कैसे तुम पैसे कमा सकते हो इस मीडिया जनरेशन में. बिफोर यू स्टार्ट द शो, राजकुमारी क्लिप्स और राजकुमारी शॉर्ट्स को जाके सब्सक्राइब कर लो, क्योंकि वहां पर इस बड़े एपिसोड की छोटी छोटी क्लिप्स हैं जो तुम्हें एक बेहतर लीडर बनने में हेल्प करती है. थैंक यू सो मच. तीन कंपनीज आप बहुत ज्यादा लिखते हो Inc42 में भी, मेरे को इनके बारे में समझाओ है क्या क्या हो रहा है. ठीक है, आई टेल यू. हाउसिंग मेरे को समझना है, हाउसिंग कह रहा हूं, आई थिंक यू हैव नॉट रिटन इट यट.
housing.com
और housing.com. राहुल,
वी रोट अ लॉट अबाउट राहुल.
हां राहुल, एग्जैक्टली. तो राहुल ने क्या किया उस पर बात करते हैं. फिर बायजूस का क्या चल रहा है, बहुत ज्यादा मैं आर्टिकल्स पढ़ता हूँ, व्हाट्स द रियल इशू. एंड देन थर्ड बात करते हैं गो मैकेनिक पे, एक ही करके याद करते क्योंकि तीनों पब्लिक हैं. दैट्स व्हाई आई वांट टू आस्क यू. तो बायजू को बताओ कि बायजू में रॉन्ग क्या हो रहा है.
समवेयर बायजू आई थिंक यू नो द होल एग्रेसिव सेल्स मॉडल काइंड ऑफ यू नो वेंट फ्लैट. Right, the whole sales culture they built, the whole sales model they built, where everyone had to sell and the pressure they were in after raising large rounds. That is where I think the whole cord got broken. Because then some people in the team started doing few things which were not the right way to build the business. No one is saying that founder knew or did not knew. We don't know that. But नीचे जो sales head से, category managers थे, directors थे, उनको तो targets पूरे करने थे ना. We have heard calls in general sense. Old public भी है I think, where you know बायजू sales directors or sales heads are shouting on their teams कि अगर आज इतनी sales नहीं हुई you will be fired, and literally abusing them, right? तो अब यहाँ मैं सेल्स वाला हूँ तो मुझे क्या मतलब है यार, मैं तो बच्चों को फोन करूँगा और कैसे भी करके बेचूंगा. सो आई थिंक दैट वेंट रियली बैड, द एग्रेसिव प्रेशर टू ग्रो.
बट डू यू थिंक ये सेल्स वाला, ये बहुत सारी लार्ज कंपनीज में होता ही है. एंड आई विल टेल यू, मैं स्पेसिफिक FMCG कंपनीज की याद कर रहा हूँ. जैसे मान लो आई एम गिविंग यू एग्जाम्पल्स, बट बहुत लार्ज पॉपुलर FMCG कंपनीज, उनका भी बीट वाइज उनके सेल्समैन को दिया जाता है एरिया कि बोले यहाँ पे जाओ, इतने तुमको सेल करके ही आना है, नहीं तो तुम गए.
यहाँ पे सर सेल्स नहीं हो रही थी ना, यहाँ पे सेल्स के साथ साथ उनको लोन भी दिया जा रहा था लोगों को. राइट, सो इट वॉज मिस सेलिंग. आपने मुझे लाइफ बॉय बेचा 10 रुपए का, चलो मेरे 10 रुपए तो गए. यहाँ पे आप मुझे 10 रुपए का लाइफ बॉय भी बेच रहे हो और 10 रुपए का लोन भी दे रहे हो मुझे, जो मुझे पे बैक करना है. राइट, सो आई एम पेइंग द लोन ऑल्सो एंड आई एम ऑल्सो पेइंग फॉर द लाइफ बॉय. Right, so this happened actually practically, right? So I think the aggressive growth pressure and COVID-induced growth was actually thought of real. COVID growth was not real for most of the companies, yeah. Right? So I think that happened and they were able to raise a lot of money. They acquired Akash and suddenly you have to grow very fast. And you are touted as the world's number one ed tech company, privately listed.
World's biggest ed tech
company. So socho yaar, 22 billion, 23 billion pe ho aap. तो आपको तो कुछ भी करके वो लूजिंग इमेज इज वेरी हार्ड. रीचिंग देयर इज टफ, बट वेन यू रीच देयर मेंटेनिंग दैट इज हार्डर. Right, when you're an underdog, you don't care.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what sunk cost fallacy or whatever you want to call that. When you are no one, you can do anything. But when you are someone, it's very hard to maintain what you are doing. And you cannot do random things now. So I think that happened a lot for the Baijus of the world in general, that they became too large and they got caught in their own fame, right? So it was like self-created chakravyu. Ki bhai, ab to yahan pahunch gaye. Ab 22 billion se 2 billion pe to nahi aa sakte. और 1,000 crore या 2,000 crore या 5,000 crore के रेवेन्यू से 500 crore के रेवेन्यू पे तो नहीं आ सकते, तो अब क्या करें. यू आर सीइंग दे बॉट आकाश, दैट वाज अ लेजेंड, राइट? आकाश वाज अ विजन ऑफ द कंट्री. मतलब जनरेशंस ग्रो अप हुई आकाश पे. जनरेशंस ग्रो अप हुई है कि कहां गए IIT, कहां से? आकाश से. मेडिकल आकाश से. तो आकाश तो मतलब आकाश ब्रॉट द होल कोचिंग कल्चर टू द कंट्री, राइट? विद कोटा तो बहुत कम लोग जानते थे और कोटा तो बहुत कम लोग जा पाते थे. आकाश वॉज एवरीथिंग. आकाश काइंड ऑफ वॉज अ ओयो मॉडल फॉर एजुकेशन इन अ ट्रू सेंस, राइट? और अदर ओयो इज अ आकाश मॉडल फॉर हॉस्पिटैलिटी इन द ट्रू सेंस, राइट? बट दे अक्वायर्ड आकाश, एंड आफ्टर एक्वायरिंग आकाश, नाउ दे सूड आकाश और देव डन अ केस ऑन द फाउंडर, एंड फाउंडर इज फाइटिंग विद देम. वाई? At least as per the reports, as per the media reports, right?
I didn't know that.
Why? मतलब फिर fight क्या, अगर इतना अच्छा सब कुछ चल रहा था hunky dory, then what's the issue? Why not everyone is coming together on the same pitch and saying, यार हम तो साथ मिलके बना रहे हैं, right? Because और अभी like we read in the news today only, Baiju has put two of the companies for sale. I think Great Learning and one more. So मतलब चल क्या रहा है, scene क्या चल रहा है? So is it like an asset management company now rather than a tech company? Or the tech company who is selling assets. So some of the large companies have become asset management companies is what I feel.
But that's what large companies usually do. If you look at GlaxoSmith or Unilever or these people, they buy brands at a smaller valuation, then they make it big and then they sell it in the
But then
valuation.
They are not in the news for the wrong reason. And not paying back loans.
Yeah.
Not paying back dues. I think some hedge fund has sued them in US. Lately, I was reading somewhere. It's public, I guess. Some hedge fund, some random hedge fund has sued them in US over a payment of, I think, $500 million or $1 billion, something like that.
कि जो इंडिया में पूरे इकोसिस्टम में मिसकंडक्ट हुआ, वो जो लास्ट मिसकंडक्ट हुआ ना यूएस में FTX, उसका 1% भी नहीं है.
राइट, एग्री.
राइट, उसके पहले जो था थेरेनोस वाला,
राइट,
पहले से उसके भी कुछ आसपास.
यूएस इज वे लार्ज.
मतलब वो इतने बड़े बड़े उन्होंने क्या क्या किया है, वी नॉट इवन क्लोज.
एग्रीड, बट आई थिंक इट्स पार्ट ऑफ अ इवॉल्विंग इकोसिस्टम यार.
एग्जैक्टली. तो देयर आर गोना बी बैड कॉप, देयर आर गोना बी
गुड कॉप, बट यू व्हेन यू से कि यू नो व्हाई वी हाईलाइट एज इंडिया, वी विल बिकॉज वी आर अ कंट्री हु वाज नेवर प्रिविलेज्ड, राइट? वी आर नॉट अ प्रिविलेज्ड कंट्री लेटली, राइट? वी हैव काइंड ऑफ एज अ कंट्री वी हैव फॉट फॉर एवरीथिंग. And when you fight for everything, the society has a different way to look at things around you, right? We're not a capitalist country, purely we're not a capital country, right?
Oh, like US. Deep mein bata, usme matlab kya bolna chah rahe ho? I want to know. Ki India har cheez ladke mila hai hame.
Right, so matlab since the, you know, from the British and at least some years back, if we go 1930s, 20s, whatever, and the oppression we went through. Right. After that, everyone in the society fought for everything, from caste system to freedom to politics. It was a perpetual fighting forever to build anything in this country. Right. We have seen Rocket Boys and we have seen how hard it was for them to launch the rocket. Right. So, and jaise humne India ne rocket launch kara, kya bola US walon ne aur London ne ki poverty hai inke yahan itni aur ye apne us pe paisa nahi kharch rahe, right? Because that's how the world looks at us, right? Ki bhai inke desh mein bhi itni garibi hai, ye hai, wo hai. Same goes internally for our country also. Jo Kunal Shavi bolta hai that people are envious wala direction. That kind of trait comes out, but that will be evident in our country. Any success will have 1,000 eyes to kind of dissect and say, have they followed to the T or not? And unfortunately, the more responsibility lies on us rather than saying, ki yaar US mein bhi hota hai, to hum bhi kar lete hain, koi baat nahi. वहां क्या होता है डज नॉट मैटर, बिकॉज उनका पर कैपिटल इनकम बहुत ज्यादा है, वो इवॉल्व कंट्रीज हैं, देन यू गो एंड लिव देयर ना. Then you go and live there, no one is stopping you to live here, right? But if you're living here, you have to go through the whole grill of what you call it, society courtroom, where you have to prove that you have done everything right again and again and again. And if you want to fight it, किसी हमें ये नहीं करना है, then you can't escape it. मतलब आपको करना ही पड़ेगा, because there is no answer to it.
No, fair. I'm not saying that people should escape it और ये उनको जाना नहीं पड़ेगा. मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि All of a sudden sentiment बहुत negative हो गया just because कुछ बेकार कंपनी, इसका मतलब ये नहीं कि इंडिया इकोसिस्टम बेकार.
I agree, but at the other side अगर आप ये कंपनीज हाईलाइट नहीं करोगे और ये चीजें हाईलाइट नहीं करोगे तो पता कैसे चलेगा. Then people don't know, people think it's all glamorous.
Yeah.
It is not glamorous, boss. It is not glamorous. The right way of earning money is not glamorous and it takes a lot of time.
Oh yes.
To reach there.
Oh, for sure.
Right? But what we are seeing as examples are not the right ways of earning money and we are saying fuck, this is cool. I can also do it.
Yeah, that's a great line.
मतलब our logic is that when we write that, we don't write it to defame any particular company, but our logic is larger audience should know. It is not all glory and you know good things. People go through these grills and you should not do all this if you have to build a right company.
But do you believe that whoever has money has power?
Nahin, definitely not.
No,
definitely not.
Nahin.
It's a very different tactic.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
This is a larger narrative, na? Ki bhai, tumhare paas agar bahut paisa hai, tum powerful ho, fir kya tension hai?
Nahin.
There are people jo, maan lo agar example, ki aapke paas 1,000 crore hai, aur mere paas 10 crore hai, to bhi aapse zyada powerful ho sakta hu? Kya baat
hai? Yes, definitely.
Aur kaise aata hai? It's because of the position or the people.
I think position and how well you are connected to with what set of people.
And but money can buy almost everything, no?
But a lot of people cannot be bought.
Really?
Yeah. Matlab, of course, everyone has some price, as people say. Mm. But that's not money, right? And again, I will not take names, but like I have seen in my life growing up, some very good people who do not have enormous amount of money, but they have a lot of power, and power is not a bad thing.
Mm.
Power in a good way, right? They're able to help a lot of people on a phone call. They're able to bring the judicial machinery or the government machinery together for the right things. Without that money, and I've known peer founders and other people literally sitting on 1,000 crores, and they literally have to call other people to help them in the moment of crisis because they have zero relationships.
Do you feel relationships are important?
I think relationships are more important than money and power, actually, right? Fundamentally, if you look at it, right? So if I would call you and I say, Raj, I need this help, so you will not ask, "Achha, pehle batao kitne paise hai?" और ये बताओ कि पावर कितनी है. रिलेशनशिप है तो है और नहीं है तो नहीं है. एंड देन यू ड्रॉ योर लाइन विद ईच रिलेशनशिप, राइट? दैट इन योर माइंड यू नो टू विच एक्सटेंट विल यू गो.
या
एंड देयर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग इन इट, राइट? बिकॉज यू कैन नॉट बी 100% अवेलेबल फॉर एवरीवन. सो आई थिंक रिलेशनशिप्स इवेंचुअली और पीपल यू वॉन्ट टू कॉल दैट और योर एक्टिव पार्टिसिपेशन इन द सोसाइटी विच आई थिंक इज डिमिनिशिंग एज वी आर गोइंग एट एज अ जनरेशन. Because I'm from Muzaffarnagar, so I go back and I see my father, still normal middle class guy, retired. People still respect him like crazy, and I often used to wonder कि यार ना तो मतलब कोई इससे बहुत पैसा है हमारे पास, ना ऐसी कोई designation है या power है, ना हम कुछ दे सकते हैं लोगों को ऐसा, right? Which is very transactional in nature. But then why are people so like you know respecting? They're coming for our things. They are doing the work for us. Why? So my dad always say कि अरे मतलब यही कमाया है, relationships कमाए हैं, you know, like all our घर वाले. So I think that's true somewhere. I've started believing it's true now. I think in growing up phase, I had multiple phases where I agreed, disagreed. But I think I started agreeing. We may or may not be able to do. That's our choice. But that is definitely true. It's people who come around literally in the moment of crisis, not the money or power. One of my friend's father was admitted in hospital abhi in Delhi. And very good guy. And had decent money to afford everything. He had to call, including me, 10 other people. And I also couldn't help him much because I don't have much connects in that area. Where he said, please, can you ask someone to reach out to the hospital management because they are not putting his father on the ICU machine, a ventilator or whatnot. And he was paying 50 lakhs, 70 lakhs a day, whatever that bill was. But yet nothing was moving. Right? So if only money could solve everything, we would have a different kind of people around us. Right? And especially new age founders or overall tech founders, right? I've not seen them building relationship at all. It is very, very transactional. Everything is very, very transactional. How do you talk to government people is a different ballgame. How do you talk to judicial people is a very, very different ballgame. But kind of understanding that, I think we are missing all of this street knowledge somewhere in our school education or the even the family education now. Because we also want to be very safeguarded. We want our kids to be very safe, right? Earlier, our parents used to kind of literally leave us on the road. Hmm. Not literally, but you know, figure it out. Like figure it out. Hmm. But I think it's not happening anymore. Yeah, kids are getting very protected environment in every form and shape, which is good in a way, but also bad in a way. Because they're very handicapped when it comes to doing anything on their own when they grow up, right? So there was a kid in our company, 21, 22-year-old kid, very amazing guy, good guy. He's earning a 40, 50,000 rupees salary.
Okay.
He spends our 70, 80,000 a month. Whatever he's doing, car, whatever, right? So I asked him, ki bhai, kyun? Tu bola, but yaar, matlab, comfort bhi to kuch hota hai na. Baat to sahi hai. बात तो बिल्कुल सही करी है. मैं तो कभी सोच ही नहीं पाया ऐसे. जब 50,000 होते थे तो ये सोचते थे कि मतलब 50 में से 5,000 कैसे बच जाएं.
True.
और वो भी इसलिए क्योंकि कुछ शायद अपनी लाइफ की चीजें पूरी कर लेंगे. जब वो 5,000 × 12 60,000 हो जाएगा तो कुछ हो जाएगा.
Yeah.
अब वो बोल रहे हैं कि पहले कंफर्ट देखते हैं, बाकी बातें बाद में. बट वो परेशान भी उतना ही है फिर. एंग्जायटी ड्रिवन बहुत ज्यादा है.
Hmm.
वो EMI नहीं पे कर पा रहे कार की बिकॉज सैलरी इज नॉट अलाउ. और आपके खर्चे और ज्यादा है. अब घर से लो, उधार लो, जो भी करो यार, व्हाटएवर. बट देन यू विल ऑलवेज लिव इन एंजाइटी. और तुम कैसे प्रोडक्टिव होगे एट योर बेस्ट? तो पीपल द अदर वे ऑफ सेइंग इट, आई थिंक हमें सिखाया गया था कि डिले ग्रेटिफिकेशन बिकॉज आवर पेरेंट्स कुड नॉट अफोर्ड इट एंड इट वॉज अ स्कैम ऑलमोस्ट दे डिड इट विद अस. एंड आई दीज किड्स आर सेइंग वी वांट द ग्रेटिफिकेशन राइट नाउ. वी डोंट वांट टू डिले इट.
अभी चाहिए.
कल का भरोसा नहीं है. कोविड दोबारा आ गया तो. So I think that shift I'm seeing very clearly. So I think India is going through that phase right now is what I feel. If you look at like largely mass India, where a lot of first generation, businessmen, entrepreneurs, founders are coming who are making large money for the first time in life.
Yeah.
And the dichotomy is ki, you know, even I think in my mind, ki, I'm 30 now. Hmm. I started at 22. Whatever goals I had in mind, maybe are not they are not there yet financially. तो इतनी fight क्यों कर रहे हैं? Of course काम है, passion है, brand बना रहे हैं, सब कुछ है. But personally also you're also an individual, right? You're also an individual. You're not just a founder.
Yeah.
So and you will get married. You will have parents, family, all of that jazz, right? And it catches up, right? Because when you're 20s, everyone is healthy around you.
Yeah.
Everyone is happy around you. Suddenly, when you're in your 30s, your parents get old. Suddenly, you have to realize, oh, fuck, you want to get married. Mm. You might want to, or family pressure, or whatever you want to call that. And then the ones who are married, they have kids. And they're realizing, ki bachche ko school bhi bhejna hai. Aur school ka kharcha bahut zyada hota hai. Phir bachche ko bhi bada karna hai. तो ये तो सोचा ही नहीं था. तो मतलब फैक्टर ही नहीं था कहीं पे हमारे प्लान में. और जो फैक्टर इन था वो थी गवर्नमेंट स्कूल की फीस. यहाँ पे चेंज हो चुका है पूरा गेम. राइट. तो पूरा गेम चेंज हो गया है.
ये बताओ, लेट्स कम टू मीडिया बिजनेस. ओके, इंडिया पहले में कोई, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट, बिकॉज देयर वाज वन थिंग बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग था. जब मैं फर्स्ट टाइम आपके घर आया था दिल्ली में, तब आपने और आपके कोफाउंडर ने मुझे बोला था, यार हम टिपिकल मीडिया बिजनेस नहीं है, जस्ट समथिंग. हम लोग मस्ती कर रहे थे कुछ एंड टॉकिंग अबाउट सर्टन थिंग्स एंड यू सेड, तो दैट वाज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टू मी. तो मुझे बताओ टिपिकल मीडिया बिजनेस होता क्या है और क्या गलत चल रहा था जिसके से आपको लगा कि यार मैं ये खो देता हूँ, यहाँ पे अपॉर्चुनिटी है, मैं Ink42 करता हूँ.
यार आई थिंक इट वॉज गलत सही. ओके, सो ट्रेडिशनली मीडिया बिफोर द डिजिटल एज वॉज प्रिंट एंड टीवी फंडामेंटली. And print and TV, both the setups and the distribution cost is very high, right? And it's not every day you can set up a TV station or a newspaper or a magazine. The way to reach there is not easy. The digital fundamentally solves this problem for everyone, right? Where they said ki now
distribution
easy, right? So I think when we started, it was not that something was wrong. I think that it did not existed, right? So in 2014-15, one thing we knew, yeah, startup ecosystem or tech broadly is going to be the future. Everyone knows that now. But we could see it in 14-15 because you study US cycles and all of that. And you can see here, yahan ja rahi janta. India mein we thought there was a huge gap because no one is bridging what is happening in this ecosystem with the larger audience.
Mm.
Because this ecosystem is very privileged and private in its own self, right? Flipkart ne $1 billion raise kar liye, to ab matlab mera dost jo doctor hai wo keh raha hai main kya karu, matlab usne 8000 crore rupees raise kar liye to main kya karu, right? It almost sounds like when we used to read ki Adani, sorry Ambani, Birla, Tata, Adani ke jab hum naam sunte the apne colleges mein, and we never thought ki hum Birla ban jayenge. Matlab koi aam aadmi nahi sochta ki main Tata ban jata hu, Birla ban jata hu, at least back then, right? So because you know ki yaar ye possible nahi. But I think the whole startup ecosystem, the concept was everything is possible. Can you bridge it with the larger audience in their language by solving the terms, by breaking down everything? That was a fundamental of why we started.
Okay.
And then we realized information sabke paas common hai. It's a way of packaging and presenting which matters more than the information.
Hmm.
Which is where the design and the whole packaging comes into the play. So I think for us, design and packaging has been one of the key drivers of our growth.
So copy and design.
Copy and design. And how, again, how we package is part of the copy and design. So that has been one key factor. And for us, I think we were very early movers. I wouldn't call first mover. There were a couple of companies who were doing it. We were very early movers. Our design, copy, packaging was up to the mark, which India usually has not seen ahead of its time. And we had a huge belief that the content we are doing is going to become one of the key pillars of the country in next 7 to 10 years, which it has become now. Where startup today is part of Startup 20. Like a G20 with a S20 now, where the prime minister is talking about the startup ecosystem, right? Where there's a lot of data which is needed around it. We have raised more than $140 billion as a country in startups. We have more than 90,000 startups. $140 billion raised. 110 plus unicorns, right? And again, unicorn may be a bad term or a good term right now, but it is an index of growth or health of the country in this context, right?
A certain level of success.
A certain level of success, right? We no one had thought this in 2014 or 15, right? And an underconfident country suddenly gets a lot of confidence that yes, we can also do it, right? Yes, we have the talent, we have the means, and it is not as hard as we thought it will be. And, you know, the whole, every model you see now is coming from those areas where people are just getting up and saying, yeah, hum bhi banate hain. Aur bana hi rahe, right? Today, space tech, you see, Chandrayaan is one, of course, great success, but there are too many startups, right? Who are building rockets, रॉकेट बना दिया, मतलब मजाक चल रहा है क्या यार, रॉकेट ही बना दिया आपने, मतलब इट्स नॉट इजी यार, मतलब आपने सोचा था रॉकेट बनाओगे यार, मतलब कंटेंट वॉन्टिंग तो बात ठीक है यार, रॉकेट बना दिया, मतलब सच अमेजिंग टैलेंट है, पहले भी होगा वो, बट नो वन ब्रॉट दिस टैलेंट टुगेदर एंड सेड कि तुम कर सकते हो, हम पैसा देंगे, राइट?
नो वन फंडेड दिस,
नो वन फंडेड दैट, राइट? एंड it was even not possible to go out and raise money. The opportunity did not exist, right? So for us, the thought process was ki bhai 10 saal mein janta India yahan pahunchega, world yahan pahunchega. Can we play a role in the success of the overall country when it comes to the startup ecosystem? Larger thought process ye tha. And then we kept on evolving over the years. And then we said ki yaar, if we are helping founders and investors and the operators to create impact, we eventually become one of the big catalyst of overall impact.
Ab ye to bata diya ki chalo mujhe startup ecosystem mein isko fast forward karna hai, success hai, ye sab hai, right? Meko process batao ki stories kaise banti hai, आती कहाँ से, कैसे, मतलब पता कैसे चलता है, फिर पता चलने के बाद कैसे वेरीफाई करते हैं, फिर क्या, व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस, वेरीफाई होता है नहीं होता है, मेरे को नहीं पता, लाइक जस्ट टेल मी.
आई थिंक एंड अगेन आई कैन जनरली से फॉर एनी मीडिया कंपनी,
बिकॉज़ आई टेल यू, लाइक आई वांट कट डाउन एंड टेल यू समथिंग, जब मुझे स्टार्टअप रिलेटेड कुछ कॉन्टेंट बनाना है, ठीक है, तो मैं जाता हूँ Inc42 पे, मैं जाऊंगा फोर्ब्स पे, मनी कंट्रोल पे, योर स्टोरी पे, इन सब पे जाके मैं इनसे पढ़ूंगा और फिर मैं बना दूंगा,
राइट?
आप लोग कहाँ से लाते हैं?
सब एक दूसरे से बना रहे हैं, इट्स अ विशियस लूप.
नहीं नहीं, बिकॉज़ ऑल द कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स वी रीड मीडिया एंड वी लर्न फ्रॉम देयर एंड देन, सो हियर्स व्हाट आई सॉल्वड एंड दिस इज व्हाट आई एम सॉल्विंग थ्रू फिगरिंग आउट एज वेल, इज लाइक की सेम कॉन्वर्सेशन कि भाई ये हो रहा है, फ्लिपकार्ट ने $1 billion उठाया, तो मैं क्या करूँ? तो मैं क्या करूँ, व्हाट आई एम सॉल्विंग, कि ओके ये फ्लिपकार्ट ने किया तो इससे ये अपॉर्चुनिटीज बनेंगी, इस अपॉर्चुनिटी को तुम ऐसे ले सकते हो, यहाँ से ऐसा होता है, ये होता है, तो मैं बस ओपन कर रहा हूँ कि ओके कैसे हम इसको अपॉर्चुनिटी में कन्वर्ट करके इजी लैंग्वेज में लोगों को समझा पाए.
फेयर एनफ.
बट माई सोर्सेज आर यू गाइस, हाउ डू यू गेट सोर्सेज?
आई थिंक मल्टीपल सोर्सेज होते हैं. आई थिंक जैसे लेट्स से फॉर अस, लॉट ऑफ कंपनीज विल रीच आउट टू अस डायरेक्टली एंड से कि ये करा है. Sometimes you ask them to show data or proof. Sometimes you don't, depending on the nature of the content.
And right. credibility.
And credibility, right? अब आपकी hypothetically या एक किसी unicorn founder से बात हो रही है और आप उसको quote कर सकते हो and उसने कुछ बोला है तो अगर वो कुछ गलत होगा तो आपके ऊपर तो जो आएगा ही आएगा founder के ऊपर ज्यादा आएगा.
True.
Right? And then you also build this gut over the years, right? As a journalist.
कौन सा ये journalist?
हाँ, and it's not me, right? I'm not even a journalist. The folks who work, the actual journalists who actually produce this content, they do the hard work, right? So they build the gut. Right, Pooja, my co-founder, she is editor in chief. She has a lot of gut, and I see this every day. And I ask her, "Kaise?" And she said, "Nahi, aise hi." I said, "Nahi, aise nahi hota. Mujhe proof karo." She said, "Ki dekh lena kaise hoga." And like 2 days down, 3 days down the line, I will hear the same news. Right? So you just get the knack of doing things. Right?
देख के बता सकती हैं लोगों ये सही आदमी नहीं
है. I wish ऐसा होता तो हमारा एक astrological business side में चल रहा होता. But I think after reading the content or consuming the information, you can start making sense. Right? You do figuring out. You hear a lot of podcasts. And तुमसे कोई नींद में भी podcast के कोई number पूछ लेगा कि अभी एक video launch करी और एक घंटे में 5 million views हो गए. तुम बोलो यार सोने. या फिर तुम बोलोगे कि भाई मतलब कौन जो रोगन आ गया क्या सीन क्या चल रहा है. सो इट्स लाइक सेम थिंग, राइट? यू बिल्ड दैट गट प्लेज अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट रोल फॉर एनी जर्नलिस्ट बिकॉज यू कैन नॉट आस्क प्रूफ ऑफ एवरीथिंग, राइट? सो वन इज कंपनीज कमिंग टू अस, सेकेंड इज क्रेडिबल सोर्सेज लाइक फाउंडर्स इन्वेस्टर्स कमिंग ऑन रिकॉर्ड, देन लॉट ऑफ दीज पीपल कम ऑफ रिकॉर्ड. They would share a lot of information with us off the record.
Anonymous.
Malala, we know who they are. But they would share off the record for various reasons. They don't want their name, etc., etc. Why do they do that? Again, they might have their own vested reasons. They might want to do general good. Multiple reasons. Then it's a journalist call to see ki yaar is bande ki reason kya honge jo mujhe bata raha hai. And based on, you know, if it fits the bill, you go ahead or not go ahead. If you see every media and especially political is branded ki ye to is gang ka part hai. Every media belongs to a gang. Maze ki baat hai media ko nahi pata ye baat. Baaki sabko pata hai. Achha. Kyunki log hame bolte hain bahut aake tum is gang ka part ho. Maine bola mujhe to bulaya hi nahi kabhi gang meeting mein kisi ne. Matlab koi meeting hogi gang ki kuch hota hoga na matlab koi
kaun si party ho tum.
Matlab yaar mujhe kuch paise diye gaye ho gang mein aane ke liye matlab. Logo ke perceptions bahut interesting hai. Right, and these perceptions become Chinese whisper, and then Chinese whispers become reality. Right, but actually, कुछ होता नहीं है. हम तो अपना काम कर रहे हैं. So when you come to sources again, people tell, companies tell, off the record, on the record. Then we get to know from network a lot. You build this network over 5 years, 10 years, where people tell you a lot of things. Then a lot of employees in the company when they are getting fired or when something goes wrong, they want to come on record, they want to come off record and tell you. So you eventually build a network and gut plays a very important role. And then it comes to your ethos, your brand ethos, your internal ethos as an individual, as a journalist, what you will write, what you will not write.
Got it.
We have done stories, just to complete, we have done stories where we have got threats also. And it's almost like Bollywood. Well, I was like literally laughing. मतलब startup में कब से threat आने लग गए यार. मतलब ये क्या चल क्या रहा है मतलब. मतलब we have gotten threats.
क्या threat है? Give me an example.
मतलब people called कि भाई ये story मत कर, घर पे लोग आ जाएंगे. मतलब ऐसे भी चीजें हुई.
आए कभी घर पे लोग?
मतलब आए नहीं है. लोगों ने बोला बहुत है कि आएंगे तो हमने कहा ला जाओ फिर अब क्या करें. आता तो कोई नहीं है. बट हाँ ये सब बहुत हुआ है, राइट? सो इंटरेस्टिंग है, मतलब काफी डिपेंड करता है आप लाइन कहाँ ड्रॉ करना चाहते हो और डिपेंड करता है आप किस चीज पे लिख रहे हो.
ओके, तो एक बात बताओ मुझे कि ऐसे कभी डर नहीं लगता कुछ किस चीज के लिए? फॉर एग्जांपल, अब आप जिन जिन स्टार्टअप्स के बारे में लिखते हो, बहुत सारे तो बहुत बड़े भी होते हैं, राइट? तो पता है कि उनके पास पावर, पैसा, कनेक्शन, रिलेशनशिप सब ज्यादा है आपसे. एंड प्रॉबली देयर रॉन्ग और राइट वो अलग बात है, पर वो एक मिनट में आपका बिजनेस या तो खत्म करवा सकते हैं या कुछ चीजें गलत करवा सकते हैं, राइट? तो कभी ऐसा डर लगता है कि यार भाई इसने कुछ कर दिया तो? बिकॉज दिस यूज टू हैपन इन ट्रेडिशनल मीडिया अलॉट. आई नो मेरे बहुत सारे फ्रेंड्स हैं जो ट्रेडिशनल मीडिया में जर्नलिस्ट वगैरह रह चुके हैं और वो बताते हैं कि हम इस स्टेट में इनके बारे में नहीं लिख सकते. अगर लिख दिया तो मैं तो मिलूंगा नहीं मिलूंगा, हमारा प्रेस भी नहीं मिलेगा.
बट आई थिंक अब नहीं है ऐसा. आई थिंक द टू योर क्वेश्चन, द कंपनीज वर बिगर, दे हैव मोर मनी एंड कनेक्शंस. आई डोंट थिंक सो, बिकॉज these companies are also coming with the founders of these companies come from a very good pedigree. They are building a legit business on the face of it. They're backed by very credible people. So I don't think that's the notion anymore. Ki bhai, matlab, मरवा देते हैं टाइप वाला सीन नहीं चल रहा है
बट डरा दे दो एक हद कहीं और साइड से आता होगा बिकॉज सो आई नो वन ऑफ दीज कंपनीज ओके आई वोंट नेम इट I know one of the
you large want me to name everything
man, I don't know
you want anything
no I'm telling you a situation
sure.
So recently one of the companies which is a unicorn unhone apna head of security ex army general laga diya right that is one then ek mein public policy ko head kar raha hai ex IAS who is known for encroachment
oh very interesting
wo encroachment hatane ke liye wo known tha usko unhone wo public policy ka wo bana diya well deeply rooted type sure. right So now startups are also doing what the cards like jo corporate houses karte the. So jo Adani's Ambani's of the world karte hain wo startups ne bhi karna start kar diya hai. So now when let's say a public policy guy or someone who has been XYZ wo direct phone karta hai to fir
I think times will come. Matlab, I think if we do another podcast in 2-3 years then I think I can answer this better because I can see the whole ecosystem heading towards that side.
Haan, matlab sab le rahe hain for sab their own security. For
they are bringing people who are known for, you know, like IS officers, security heads. And I think eventually they will start asking media ki bhai ye mat karo, wo mat karo. Hmm. But abhi tak to, it was very intellectual media that way, right? It was not a, you know, political media or not, you know, where you are kind of pushing things in that way. But I think time will come. टाइम विल कम अभी तक तो हम फिर भी बहुत ही दायरे में चल रहे हैं
कोई थ्रेट वेट किसी से
आए हैं
डर लगता है कि नहीं लगता ये बताओ कभी ऐसे ही सोचा कि भाई ये ड्रॉप कर देते हैं
कभी तो क्या डर तो लगता ही है राइट जब कुछ लार्ज बड़ी स्टोरीज आप करते हो बट फिर वही डर के आगे जीते ऐसा आप सोचते हो अपने माइंड में और फिर आपको ये कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स नहीं जो पूरा माहौल फैलाया है नंबर्स का और पेज व्यूज का आपको दिखता है फिर आप क्या करोगे राइट प्लस यू आर ऑल्सो राइटिंग राइट यू आर बैक्ड विद डेटा है सो लीगल केसेस वी आर ओके We're totally okay with legal cases because we have data and we have proof of what we are doing.
Legal, the problem is not.
So, if we are sure about that, we would 99% go ahead.
Okay.
99% go ahead. 1% बहुत ही rare होगा कि जहाँ पे हमने कुछ drop करा होगा, but to your question, डर तो लगता है. मतलब we have spoken internally कि अगर ये story publish करते हैं, तो हमारे journalist को अगले एक हफ्ता office नहीं आना चाहिए. And they should not be seen in this area. They should be like underground, whatever you want to call that. We've spoken about these things. Maybe we are exaggerating in our mind, but since agar humne kari hai, to matlab dar to lagta hi hai.
Kabhi-kabhi.
Lagta hai.
So one more thing I wanted to understand ki paise kaise bante hai ispe. Because if somebody is paying you money, then don't you think you'll then get biased towards that company or that person? And then unke baare mein news nahi hogi. Because this ट्रेडिशनल मीडिया में होता था राइट कि आप स्पॉन्सर दो टीवी पे एंड यूजुअली हम बॉलीवुड मूवीज में देखते हैं ये तो मैंने रियलिटी में नहीं देखा मूवीज में ही देखा है कि स्पॉन्सर पुल ऑफ कर देंगे ये हो जाएगा
आई विल जस्ट क्विकली समराइज हाउ डिजिटल मीडिया कंपनीज मेक मनी एनी डिजिटल मीडिया कंपनी प्राइमरली विल हैव टू रेवेन्यू मॉडल्स वन इज द B2B रेवेन्यू मॉडल एंड वन इज द सब्सक्रिप्शन रेवेन्यू मॉडल
B2B इज
राइट आई विल जस्ट एक्सप्लेन B2B सो B2B इज वेयर यू कॉल स्पॉन्सर्ड कॉन्टेंट B2B is events. Again, some people can say event is a separate revenue line, but we categorize events and everything in B2B. B2B mein hi aapka sponsored content aa gaya. B2B mein hi paid content jo bhi aap bolte ho. Event sponsorships aa gayi, campaigns aa gaye, government ka kaam aa gaya. Sab B2B hamare liye. And subscription is purely subscription, right? So you look at NYT, you look at WSJ, everyone would have a brand studio. That brand studio is a B2B arm. Everyone has that.
Okay.
And that's usually 60-70% of the revenue for a lot of media companies because it's easier to start with.
Yeah.
Right? Subscription takes years and years to build the right way. Right? The new age companies which are subscription only, they wouldn't go the B2B route.
Jaise?
A Ken or a Morning Context, right? Or globally also the information, right? Mm. They would only say, yeah, hum subscription only chilling and user money is the real money or the unbiased money and that gives us the power and freedom to write anything we want because we are not worried about any advertiser pulling off like you said so ye primarily ek notion rehta hai but when you come to B2B now again depend karta hai so let's say we are very overall as a media we are also B2B so we are a very B2B2C media we don't write for the masses we are not
writing for startups
for startup businesses right primarily so we are not writing for college kids so, and hence a lot of B2C brands will not come to advertise with us so who will come to advertise with us B2B brands right? So I will not take a brand name, but your cloud companies, the banking companies, the fintech, the marketing automation.
Got it.
These companies will come to advertise on us. And when they advertise, and what do you mean by advertise? Banner ads are dead.
Hmm.
Right? Especially if you're a niche media company and not doing 100 million page views, 200 million page views, you cannot make any money from banner ads. So it's all native integration. What is now native integration? So let's say what all we do. So we work with a lot of B2B companies. They want to access CTOs, CFO, CMO of highly valued startups.
Okay.
So a cloud company will come to me and say, Vaibhav, can you help me connect with top 30 CTOs of $100 million valuation plus companies? Because if they crack one, they would get their $2 million, $5 million, $10 million contract.
Yeah.
Right? And now when they ask us to connect, it's not that we are a connector company. Can you invite these people in a setup which is very neutral in nature, content driven, which we are also a part of, and there's a genuinely thoughtful conversation happening. So you're using content as a connector, content as a moat. And why do these people show up? Because Inc42 has invited, because we have not spammed them in general sense. And what we are asking them is anyways information not available out there in the market.
Yeah.
How to scale a large B2C ecosystem, how to scale million user plus website, et cetera, right? Latency, whatnot, right? You talk about all technical aspects. So it's more almost like a Gartner approach.
Got it.
But not really that. They do much more, but like a Gartner approach, where you are bringing right set of people, like right set of potential customers for these companies together.
Got it.
You can be physical, virtual, does not matter. A round table or a panel does not matter. These are just formats, right? But you bring them. Companies paying you because you're able to bring right set of people and not with a sales agenda in mind. It is non-transactional engagement. It is based on knowledge exchange.
So that's where the maximum money comes from.
In the B2B sense for us, that would be a large chunk.
Okay. So what's the split between B2B and subscription?
I'll come to that just to complete. That's one part. Second part, a lot of brands will come to us like a startup. So I'll just answer that. You said a lot of startups, aren't you biased? So a lot of startups come to us and say, please mere culture pe article likho. Abhi humne fundraise karaya. I want to talk more about that. We have just hired a new CXO. We want to talk about that. We are really good in fintech. We want to tell the world what's our lending model. Right? And now editorially, you cannot write so much about a company because one, you don't have the bandwidth. Any editorial company will always be small based on the demand you're getting, right? You cannot complete that. So any media company would divide editorial and branded content into two separate parts. So let's say we have some of the large unicorns who are our clients and one can figure it out and go on our website. But we also write sponsored content on them. And we always, market powered by Brand Labs or powered by this. You always highlight, just trying to be ethical and take care. This is not editorial in nature. The catch is your sponsored content has to be better than editorial content. Otherwise, no one is going to read it.
True.
And if no one is going to read it, the client or the company is going to say, why am I paying you? So you cannot write random rubbish in sponsored content what people think it should be. The bigger challenge is awareing companies ki boss, aapne hume paisa diya hai, iska matlab ye nahi ki hum kuch bhi likhte hain. Ya aapki photo chhap dein. Unko samjhana ki yaar dekho, brand dheere dheere banta hai, natively integrate karne do. Yahan sabse bada challenge aata hai. But at the same time, we write editorially whatever we have to write, good or bad about the same companies.
Okay. Got it.
And if you are saying ki I'll pull off my advertising money, please do that. If you cannot differentiate between the two as a company or as a marketing head, that's fine.
But then
sooner or later, you will come around.
So, no. But here's a catch. But as a platform, aapke users fir confused nahi ho jayenge. Jaise main agar padhta hu ek aapka sponsored content.
Usme likha hai sponsored hai wo.
Haan, but fir bhi main padh raha hu company ke bare mein acha. Aur fir uske baad main normal content
padhta hu. Kya likh rahe ho company ke bare mein, right? And also, hypothetically, again, will not name a particular company, but we have spoken about multiple companies and we know a lot of companies jinka culture bahut kharab hai. Aisa news mein padhte hain. Ab wohi company mere paas aayi aur bola main paisa de rahi hu, aap mere culture pe likho.
To nahi likhoge.
It's stupidity.
Exactly.
Right? Aapko dikh raha hai ki kya ho raha hai, fir bhi wohi kar rahe ho. So these are a lot of gut calls again. Where you say, ki yaar ye to nahi, obviously this is what we are not going to write. Right? One. Second, I would say ki yaar direct promotion nahi likhte. Let's write about something ki aapka business model kya hai. आप कैसे पहुंचे यहां तक. So capturing the nuances of the company in a way that it's not promotional in nature and it adds value to the reader. lot of media companies do that. They just literally plain and publish the photo and say ki sab kuch hunky dory chal raha hai. Like you said, readers know that ki yaar ye to matlab kuch gadbad hai. So it, again, it's a very fine line.
Let's ask you 2-3 questions which are very important for my audience. That is ki agar kisi ko media company banani hai, because of media company banana aur jaise access to media karna bahut easy ho gaya, right? And we have all seen, जैसे ब्रूट ने किया कि सिर्फ इंस्टाग्राम के थ्रू इतना स्केल कर दिया दैट एवरीबडी नोज व्हाट ब्रूट इज. डू यू थिंक दैट अब मीडिया, किसी को अगर मीडिया कंपनी बनानी तो अपॉर्चुनिटीज हैं?
ये अपॉर्चुनिटीज हैं, बट फंडामेंटली एंड दैट्स अ चैलेंज, मीडिया इज नॉट अ फंडेबल बिजनेस फ्रॉम अ वीसी लेंस.
फॉरगेट वीसी लेंस, फॉरगेट फंडेबल बिजनेस, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट पैसे बनेंगे, कोई करेगा,
किसी को अपॉर्चुनिटी है, पैसा स्केल नहीं हो पाएगा, लाइफस्टाइल बिजनेस बन पाएगा.
मतलब
tell me 5 media companies in India who do more than 300 crores of revenue a year, and you cannot count EOI or ST or Amar Ujala or, and they spend 70 years 80 years 100 years doing that. Media is not scalable from a revenue perspective, depends on what your definition of scalability is.
So media se dhanda nahi banta, matlab
dhanda nahi banta,
media 1000 crore nahi bante,
dhanda nahi banta. मीडिया से बहुत सारी चीजें होती हैं जिसके ऊपर आप धंधा बना सकते हो.
जैसे क्या? So give me an example.
Audience being one of them, right? Like we are talking about education, right? That's one good example. आपने एक अच्छी कम्युनिटी बनाई, अच्छा ब्रांड बनाया, उसके ऊपर आपने एक एजुकेशन की लेयर लगाई, जो यूजुअली सब लोग कर रहे हैं आजकल.
जैसे YC, I feel is a media business.
Is in one way,
right? उन्होंने मीडिया बिजनेस बनाया, उनके बैक पे वो पूरा
राइट,
उनका इंजन जो है, दैट इज फंड दैट
दे. लॉट ऑफ कंपनीज इन इंडिया ट्राइड कंटेंट टू कॉमर्स, डिड नॉट वर्क. Right, so content to commerce तो बिल्कुल ही hard है.
जैसे
again I wouldn't want to name the companies, but
why not, public information
नहीं है, but let's say again I have a lot of respect for Scoop Whoop, right? Satvik, what they built, but even if you talk to Satvik, sometimes he would say कि यार brand बनाया बड़ा, of course एक level तक revenue लेके गए, but super scalability नहीं आई, क्योंकि commerce वाला part integrate करना बहुत मुश्किल है. बिकॉज कंटेक्चुअल एंड नॉन कंटेक्चुअल का गेम है, राइट? इट्स लाइक कि आप अभी आज लिख रहे हो आप कि लाइक सिमिलर, लाइक यू हैव अ प्रोडक्ट हियर, यू राइटिंग ऑन दिस प्रोडक्ट फ्रॉम अ प्रोडक्ट लेंस, एंड सडनली यू एक्सपेक्ट पीपल टू कम एंड बाय. इट डज नॉट हैपन, इट डज नॉट हैपन. कॉन्टेंट टू कॉमर्स इज वेरी हार्ड.
तो लार्ज मीडिया कंपनीज बनती कैसे हैं फिर? चलाता कौन है? जैसे पहले जो रह चुकी हैं, जैसे NDTV और रिपब्लिक और
सर्विस बिजनेस, राइट? Service business is purely service business running on B2B, sponsored, sponsored content, advertising money. Standard, right? Like media runs on advertising.
बस और कोई तरीका, मतलब
लार्ज मन पैसा कमाने का और कोई तरीका नहीं है. मीडिया रन एंड सब्सक्रिप्शन नाउ, इफ यू हैड दैट स्केल.
सो हियर्स व्हाई आई एम आस्किंग यू दिस क्वेश्चन एंड यू नो दिस इनसाइड आउट, ठीक है? कि जब भी आप देखते हो कि लार्ज ऑर्गेनाइजेशन जो ओल्ड है वो डिस्ट्रप्ट हो रही है क्योंकि बिकॉज ऑफ द मीडियम और द ट्रेंड, वहाँ पे एक अपॉर्चुनिटी आती है यूजुअली. जैसे अगर आप बोलोगे तो पहले लोग खरीदते थे किराना स्टोर्स पे, फिर ऑनलाइन खरीदने लगे, तो अपॉर्चुनिटी है जहाँ पे मामा अर्थ बोट जैसी कंपनीज बनी, राइट? तो सिमिलरली पहले लोग टीवी पे देखते थे, न्यूज़पेपर में पढ़ते थे, अब अपना जो उनका डेली मीडिया कंजम्पशन है वो यूट्यूब से करते हैं, सोशल मीडिया से करते हैं, डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म से करते हैं. डू यू फील दैट डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म पे इसकी वजह से अपॉर्चुनिटी, क्योंकि लोग तो आएंगे पढ़ेंगे?
हाँ, अगेन तो One has to see media from multiple angles when you're talking about being a publisher and a destination website. Like you have your own website, which is a destination website. Then I would say it's hard to make money as an advertiser.
ये सब difficult है.
So think not tech wise difficult है, distribution भी ले आओगे,
पैसे
नहीं बना पाओगे, right? But हाँ, अगर आप आज देखो यूट्यूबर्स आर फकिंग मेकिंग मोर मनी देन हाफ द बिजनेसेस इन द कंट्री, टेक्निकली देयर आल्सो मीडिया. So if you look at media largely and entertainment space largely, yes, money can be made.
So media has been democratized.
Yeah, that's how we are looking at it, right? But as a publisher, as a media publisher, writing, known, being known for particular topics and areas and making money is going to be very hard.
This is the best opportunity, you know, and that's what I want to plug in House of X.
See, that is one content to commerce model which you have cracked, right? And time will tell as we are talking ki kitna scale hota hai.
Exactly.
But that's definitely one good opportunity.
So more than that, what I was saying, I was just talking about problems. Let's just not try to put in our products here and there. The problem is, lot of these great commerce companies, jinko dhanda banate aata hai, वो लूज कर रहे हैं बिजनेस क्योंकि उनको अटेंशन कैप्चर करना नहीं आता, राइट? और लॉट ऑफ दीज पीपल जिनको अटेंशन कैप्चर करना आता है उनसे धंधा बन नहीं रहा क्योंकि सिर्फ अटेंशन है, पैसे नहीं है,
पैसा नहीं है।
तो इन दोनों का मैरिज कहीं होना जरूरी है,
व्हिच इन अ वे यू काइंड ऑफ डिड इन सटल वे,
ट्राइंग टू डू, दिस इज व्हाट वी ट्राइंग टू डू,
या बिकॉज़ यू आर सेइंग कि अटेंशन हमें आता है, धंधा भी आता है, मैं दोनों ही आता है, और आपको सिर्फ अटेंशन आता है, तो आप दोनों साथ मिक्स कर रहे हैं।
इट्स लाइक कि तुम पहले बिजनेस फिगर आउट करो तुम्हें क्या करना है, एंड देन सोचो कि उसके ऊपर तुम मीडिया कैसे बनाओगे, सो दैट तुम्हारा मेन बिजनेस जो है वो एक्सपैंड होते जाए, उसकी अवेयरनेस बढ़ते जाए, क्योंकि मीडिया को तुम वैसे यूज करो।
इफ यू आर यूजिंग मीडिया फॉर डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इन्फ्लुएंस फॉर अ कोर प्रोडक्ट, देन इट मेक्स सेंस।
तो मीडिया इज नॉट अ कोर प्रोडक्ट,
इफ मीडिया इज अ कोर प्रोडक्ट इट कैन बी, बट इट विल यूजुअली बी अ लाइफस्टाइल प्ले, नॉट अ सुपर स्केलेबल प्ले, एंड लेट्स से सुपर स्केलेबल वी आर सेइंग 100 crores एज अ रेवेन्यू नंबर इन अ 5 to 7 year होराइजन इज सुपर हार्ड, डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इन्फ्लुएंस। लाइक लॉट ऑफ VCs इन US से नाउ राइट दैट एवरी टेक कंपनी विल बी अ मीडिया कंपनी, इट्स समथिंग लाइक दैट राइट। HubSpot बॉट Hustle.co, एंड Hustle.co यूज्ड टू राइट अबाउट सेल्स, एवरीथिंग अराउंड सेल्स। HubSpot, अ टेक कंपनी बाइंग अ media ish company, that will be the future of media, that every tech company will say ki yaar theek hai mere users meri community yahan hai, ye main acquire kar leta hu ya build kar leta hu, but a core media product alone is very hard to scale.
To fir do you think ki log as opportunity hai ki wo kisi niche mein banaye from the preparation of mind ki ek din bechunga isko,
ha ek din aur kisko bechunga ye bhi to pata hona chahiye na, main kisko bechunga,
जहाँ पे जिस भी कंट्री में पॉपुलेशन ज्यादा होती है और बाइंग पावर कम होती है, वहाँ पे दो टाइप के बिजनेस सबसे ज्यादा अच्छे बनते हैं। वन इज कंज्यूमर गुड्स बिजनेस, सेकंड इज लेंडिंग बिजनेस, लाइक बैंकिंग बिजनेस।
या एंड दैट्स व्हाट
इन इंडिया
बैंकिंग इज वन ऑफ द
इंडिया। देखो अगर आप देखोगे टॉप 20 कंपनीज में, यू विल सी या तो कंज्यूमर गुड्स कंपनीज हैं, मतलब यूनिलिवर, PNG,
या
और या तो बैंकिंग, HDFC टाइप की कंपनी,
लिटरली। हाँ वही हो रहा है, and the way we are estimating that the country is growing and countries per capita income is growing and purchasing power is growing is not true. हमारे बबल में हमें लगता है कि बिकॉज सी वी ऑल कम फ्रॉम गुड बैकग्राउंड्स, वी ऑल आर प्रिविलेज्ड टू हैंग आउट विद पीपल हु कैन अफोर्ड लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स, तो इन आर बबल वी थिंक यार मतलब सब तो खरीद रहे, सब कुछ तो है, बट ऐसा मासेस में नहीं है राइट। आई गो टू मुजफ्फरनगर एंड आई वॉज टॉकिंग टू दिस डॉक्टर फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन, एंड आई वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट सम शो ऑन OTT, एंड आई सेड कि शायद अमेजॉन प्राइम पे है या इस पे है, तो उसने बोला नहीं यार एक सब्सक्रिप्शन काफी है। आई सेड तू इतना पैसा कमाता है, दो सब्सक्रिप्शन ले ले। ही सेड नहीं नहीं भाई एक बहुत है। सो गाय हु इज मेकिंग मनी आल्सो एंड
इज नॉट वे
बियॉन्ड वेल वेल टू डू इज आल्सो नॉट स्पेंडिंग। हमें बबल्स में हमें लगता है कि लोग स्पेंड कर रहे हैं, बबल के बाहर आई डोंट थिंक पीपल आर स्पेंडिंग मनी,
बट पीपल स्पेंड ऑन अपग्रेडिंग देयर कंज्यूमर गुड्स। साबुन जो यूज कर रहा था लाइफ बॉय, आज वो डव यूज करता है, जो डव यूज कर रहा था, शावर जेल यूज करता है, जो शावर जेल करता है, तो आज
दैट इज सिस्टमैटिक कंज्यूमरिज्म राइट, वी हैव बिल्ट ओवर द इयर्स राइट, सो दैट्स अ डिफरेंट कैटेगरी ऑल टुगेदर।
हां सो स्पेंडिंग कंजम्पशन में बढ़ रहा है
राइट,
नॉट एवरीवेयर
एंड कंटेंट स्पेशली इज वेरी हार्ड एंड अगेन वेरी वन गुड पीस व्हिच यू कैन आल्सो यूज, वेरी फ्यू पीपल नो दैट वी ऑल थ्री फाउंडर्स लिव टुगेदर फ्रॉम 9 years. From day one till now, all three founders, we lived together literally in the same house.
That you told me. I've seen that.
You've seen that. So a lot of people like really surprised. Kecha, teen founders, 9 saal se saath reh rahe.
Ladai nahi hui.
I think we have outgrown that phase. But I think we were very young when we started living together. And we all were living like on our own. So we said ki matlab saath hi reh lete hain. It makes all the sense. And over the years, I think it became very organic, natural. I think now we have our own spaces.
Nice.
And I think that is the reason I'm not a morning person, because I live with my co-founders. Because we end up talking very late, right? Because you come from office and you're doing operational work there. और ऐसा नहीं हो सकता ना कि आपको आपके आंखों के सामने founder दिखे, आपका co-founder दिखे और आपके दिमाग में कुछ चल रहा है, आप नहीं बोलो. तो अगर आप अकेले रह रहे होते हैं, आप बोलते कल बात करते हैं, आप अभी बात कर रहे हो, और फिर 12 कब बजते हैं और 1 कब बजता है और 2 कब बजते हैं रात को, वो आपको नहीं समझ में आता. बट दैट्स गुड ऑल्सो, राइट? सो आई थिंक द रीजन वी हैव बीन एबल टू बिल्ड दिस ब्रांड विद सो मच ऑफ लव इज बिकॉज लिटरली वी लिव टुगेदर फ्रॉम 9 years एंड काइंड ऑफ कीप डिबेटेड हम क्या बना रहे हैं, क्यों बना रहे हैं, क्या बना रहे हैं, क्यों बना रहे हैं. सो समवेयर दैट गेव अस गुड डायरेक्शन ऑफ व्हाट नॉट टू डू. Still learning, but still what not to do.
So here's, I would want to summarize this for everyone who's watching. Okay. Agar tumhe media business banana hai, so first is focus on exactly, ya to tum core product ko promote karne ke liye bana rahe ho, ya tum brand pe focus kar rahe ho. Dono se ek cheez focus karo. From day one se tum media business banate banate business banane ka agar soch rahe ho, to bahut difficult ho jayega.
But it's like saying distribution pehle banaunga aur business baad mein, it's going to be very hard.
It's going to be very hard. And then brand banane ke liye, one of the things is go very niche, pick up one specific trend ya consumer market.
And be the best at it.
Be the best at it, jahan pe bahut badh raha hai. And the secret sauce is live with your co-founders.
I wish. And I think jana chahiye logo. Mujhe samajh nahi aata log aajkal kyun saath nahi rehte.
Is it?
Matlab generally, the young founders, they are like, they have their own solitude. Lives going on.
Yeah. I'm one of those. I live in solitude.
Yeah.
I live in solitude. But only in my room. Out of my room, I need 500 people.
So that your room is that pahadon pe ghar.
Pahadon pe ghar, yeah.
That room is that. But you know, ki bahar nikla to sab dikhenge.
Yes. Aur chahiye. Like, I am the kind of person, if I don't talk to my mom, like forget everything else. If I don't talk to my mom every day, I don't feel nice. Like it's I'm that close to my family.
But you always lived with family. Yeah. Na? I think that plays a
very, very important role.
Very important role. Very interesting. Good conversation. Cheers.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Rush.
बहुत लंबी conversation हुई. I hope we could talk more. Thank you so much ये episode end तक देखने के लिए. हमें बताओ कि और ऐसे कौन से guests हैं जिनको हम ला सकते हैं, या ऐसे कौन से questions हैं जो हम इन guests से पूछें. और अगर आपके पास कुछ books के references हैं या कुछ article के references हैं जो आप चाहते हो कि मैं पढ़ूँ, जिससे मैं अपना knowledge better कर सकता हूँ, जिसकी वजह से शायद मेरी podcasting style और बेहतर हो पाएगी, तो please हमें suggestions में बताओ comments में, ताकि आपके feedback से मैं एक बेहतर podcaster बन सकूँ और आपके लिए एक better value ला सकूँ. Until the next episode, keep figuring out. But before you do that, share this with at least one person, क्योंकि एक conversation किसी की पूरी life change कर सकती है, and we need certain conversations in the country to help us get ahead. Thank you so much.